2 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better. Now, every small business, in fact, every business really needs an accountant who understands what on earth they're doing, not just because we need taxes filed, but because we need their advice. Interestingly, so many accountants that I've met just sit there and go, I'm just here to do tax. And that somehow was enough for them. Luckily for us, it was not enough for Julia. And as a result, 12 months ago, she decided to start her very own business and join the world of small business accounting. We have Swinstead Accounting. Julia, welcome.
Very nice to meet you.
Right, now, why didn't you stay in tax, corporate and everything else law? I mean, isn't that easier just to follow the big boys and do their books and just take home your paycheck?
Because I felt I was letting businesses down. I was giving them their tax, giving them a bill, giving them their profit and loss, but I really didn't have the time to explain to them what was in the profit and loss, the things I'd seen from seeing so many different businesses and comparing them to theirs, and where I felt I could help them build that business.
So tax accountancy surely is about filling in tax returns. There's more to it than that?
Well, you have to do a profit and loss and a balance sheet too, and go through their accounts in order to produce a reasonably confident answer in their tax return.
Okay.
And in doing that, you get to see some of the business, not quite as much as I now do visiting people, but some of the business. And sometimes you see something and you think, well, that's awfully high for this type of business. And perhaps you touch on it with them very briefly, as I used to work, but now I go into it with them in more detail. And it's really quite enjoyable working with people to build their businesses.
Now, so that sounds like you'd say, but you're looking at a small business and you're going, my goodness, they've got a $37,000 phone bill. What are they thinking? And yet you couldn't say, what are you thinking? You're just going, here's your bill, next please.
Not quite as bad as that, but certainly we see quite a lot. There's benchmarking from the ATO that suggests that your wages will be a certain percentage of your profits. And you'd say to them, well, yours are quite high. Why is that?
Because I love my staff. I'm going to pay them lots and lots of money.
Yes, or because there's quite a bit of downtime and they're not working efficiently.
Of course.
And those sorts of things can be picked up quite easily from a profit and loss.
Of course, because they're a cost of goods sold, aren't they? So you should be having there you go. There's something which probably a lot of people don't understand. I am constantly amazed at how many people I speak with in small business who can't read a profit and loss or don't know how to get a profit and loss, you know, out of their accounting software. Surely that's a fundamental, this is what I need to do to understand my business.
Well, you do need to understand your profit and loss. It's what happened last month.
Sorry,
happening next month.
I wish our listeners could see your face. You've just got that whole, what on earth, how do people not know this to you?
Oh, they do. And I mean, I've met people who couldn't tell me what they made last month. They couldn't tell me what they made last year.
Well, what sort of impact does that have on my business if I don't know what my numbers are? I mean, if I can pay my bills, isn't that enough?
No, because you're not optimizing everything so that it works the best for you.
Right.
And you can't set yourself goals because you don't know what you made last year.
So can a profit and loss fix that?
No, it can't fix it.
Or at least it can give you
more information to help you enhance areas of your business that are working well for you. So if you've got one sales line that's working really well and another that's running at a loss, your bank account might be going up, but if you dropped the one that's going at a loss, it'd be going up twice as fast.
Well, that sounds like a very sensible thing to be able to have a conversation about with your business owner.
Yes, definitely.
So the frustration you found working obviously with a large company, where you were literally processing almost people as numbers, pardon the pun, as you've gone along. So you decided to make this change to your own business. Was that because you were so frustrated you couldn't help other people, or was it because something else happened?
There was a combination of factors. I wasn't happy where I was. I worked in a suburban accounting firm, and there was quite a lot of pressure on my time to get the work done in a time frame. And I wasn't happy with turnaround times. I wasn't happy saying you'll get it in 2 weeks and then it turns into four.
Right.
I wanted to be able to actually go out and say, look, I'm busy at the moment, it will take this long.
Right. Okay.
And be honest with people. And I wasn't getting along particularly well with a particular new staff member. And whilst I'd been happy there, I had long service leave, so I'd been there for years.
Yep.
I just felt I wanted to do more for people.
So it just wasn't enough anymore?
No, it wasn't.
So why didn't you change to a different accounting firm? Why start your own?
Why start my own? Because I wanted to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I wanted to do, I didn't think I could walk into another firm and do. And I've never been into big city firms. It's not my style. I'm a country girl and I really don't identify with travelling into the city at all.
No, I can understand that. Travelling across this morning was like, oh, why do people do this on a daily basis? Country girl, country values, undervalued where you were because you were just under so much pressure, choosing not to join another firm because you didn't think they would work the way you wanted to. So how do you want to work?
I want to work with clients. I want to...
It'll never catch on.
I want to actually not treat them as a number and a profit margin for me. I want to help them build their business.
Okay.
And be a partner for them in terms of they'll come to me when they've got a decision and we'll talk it over.
Okay. So what does that look like? What does that working with someone as an accountant look like?
Well, I'm a mobile accountant, so I go out to businesses rather than them come to me,
mm-hmm.
which gives me a greater insight into how they're working.
Of course, because you walk in the door and you can see what's working, what's not. You can get a feel for the staff. You can see if all the technicians are sitting in the lunchroom.
I haven't found that one yet. Certainly, I've picked up on a couple of things by being there that you wouldn't have known from the mm-hmm. office. My way is I come to you and we sit down and we'll do all that you normally do with your accountant. We'll go through what sort of accounts and books you're keeping, whether those are working for you in terms of giving you the information you need. We'll also talk over the results when we finish. So I won't just hand you the tax return. We'll talk over the profit and loss, what we've seen, what's there, where I think there's room for improvement, and where you're going well.
So you can help me understand my business?
Oh, definitely.
And what I can maybe either change or tweak to help me achieve maybe some of these goals?
Yes.
Can you help me set these goals?
Yes, definitely. I can help you with budgeting and cash flow, which are big things for businesses at the moment, I'm finding.
Can you tell me when I'm being a numpty?
No.
You can't. So
I'm not rude to my clients, I'm sorry, but I might say, have you thought of doing this? And
say,
repeat it.
Are you sure? Have you really, really thought? Are you sure you want to start doing buying in widgets from China? Are you sure? I can see how this is going to go. So if I decide all of a sudden I'm going to increase my turnover and I'm currently turning over $1,000 a week, which is say $52,000 a year on a good year, and I'm going, oh, by next year I've got a great goal. I'm gonna earn $1 million. Can you say, let's talk about that?
We'd say let's talk about that. Let's set a budget and a cash flow forecast for doing this, because expansion requires cash to start.
So if I'm going to go from $100,000 to $1 million, you'd like me to be able to explain how?
Yes, definitely.
Right. And not just because you're my accountant and you can. Can't you make it happen?
No, I cannot make it happen. I can help you to make it happen.
So that's that partnering you were talking about?
Yes, it
okay,
is very
cool.
Definite.
So you can work with me to go, hang on a minute, what's realistic here? Maybe $1 million this year is too much, but maybe let's put together a 5-year plan and we can work towards it. Is that a case of us talking about what services I provide perhaps that aren't working and that some which are?
Yes, certainly that, and also looking at the different areas of the business and the different profit centres as well.
Right. So what is it about accounting that you love?
I love the numbers. I've never found anything I couldn't do with numbers. That's the easy bit for me.
Ooh, that's a lovely comment for an accountant who says she's never found anything she can't do with numbers. Ah,
give me a challenge.
That sort of accountant.
Give me a challenge. But I enjoy more than that. I enjoy helping people who don't understand their numbers and who don't find numbers easy.
Have you always wanted to work with numbers and work in accountancy?
No, I started out doing chemistry.
Doing chemistry?
Yes.
Okay, right. There's a certain magic to numbers, a certain magic to chemistry, right?
Chemistry was what I was good at school. Oh. I was very good at maths, and they said that, but they said, you're not theoretical.
Not theoretical, right.
You won't work as a mathematician. It doesn't have people in it. It doesn't have the interactions. So they said chemistry would be better for me.
So this is the guidance counsel sitting there and going, well,
yes.
You know what? Julia, we think we know best for you and you should go here. Right.
Yes. Of course, they didn't realise I was asthmatic and chemicals make me wheeze. So by the end of university, we'd worked that one out.
Okay. So so perhaps numbers are a little better on your immune system and your respiratory
system.
Yes.
So I did a bit of assistant accounting, tried it out and see how it felt and felt, yes, this is what I want to do. So I went back, did a master's at Curtin.
Right. So you didn't just aim low then?
No. No. I did my master's, graduated top of my class and got a business award. So
no token tick boxes here. We're going for the
yes.
for the top of the top
no.
of the buzzer.
Like I said, I can do numbers.
Excellent. That is what you need your accountant to do. You need your accountant to be able to do numbers.
And then from that went on and did my CPA. One of the things I'm most proud of is that I did that as a single parent.
As a single parent, wow.
I worked part-time, was a full-time mum, no kids in daycare, and then went on in the evenings to study.
What a phenomenal achievement. Now, I believe that this is the appropriate moment to give your boys a shout-out, who cannot believe that mum has gone to the point of actually doing this sort of kind of technology podcasty thing, so...
Definitely can't believe it.
And why not? Why can't they believe that? Are you just not cool enough?
I'm not cool enough, and I guess that when there's a problem with the computer, I turn around and say, hey,
okay,
how
so
do I make it do this?
So what would you like to tell them? Because, of course, they have to listen to this. It's obligatory now.
I did it.
Set yourself a challenge like anything else, and you're rocking it.
Thank you.
So they'll now get over this and be able to realise that there's amazing things that mum can do.
Oh, yes.
So not just with numbers, also but with you. So you've gone and you've taken an opportunity and turned it into this amazing thing, done the hard yards like a small business owner does, and then decided to make a change, and you're out on your own now and you're absolutely rocking it.
Thank you.
What's the next thing for Swinston Accounting?
Basically, I'm looking to grow my account base and the businesses I'm working with. I specialise in small businesses.
Okay.
So everything from mum who's just working out of home,
mm-hmm.
Through to businesses with up to about 10, 20 employees. I'm not interested in the bigger firms. They've got their corporate accountants in-house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reaching out to those sorts of businesses, those who want help with setting up accounting software systems,
mm-hmm.
and getting the right system for them. I know a lot of accountants are allied with Xero, QuickBooks, MYOB. I don't ally myself because I pick the right one for their business and for them. Depending on their computer knowledge, their skills and their business, there are nuances in software that can work for them.
So a custom fit for, rather than just and here you go, this is the best thing ever because it's green.
Yes, no. We can have green, purple or blue, but it's actually what your business is, what your skill level is, and what you want to know from it.
Okay. So does every business need an accountant?
Yes, definitely. So many businesses miss out on things that they can deduct things they can't, and they miss understanding their business.
So there's people out there that are listening that have gone, okay, we need someone who is able to explain things to us, can set up something that suits us rather than just grab us something which they're perhaps allied with, and can have those conversations with you about where they want to go, how they're going to get there realistically, while you can still explain to them that perhaps that's not the best plan, and have you thought about, in your terribly polite manner, how do they get hold of you?
They get hold of me by giving me a call, dropping me a line in an email. My phone number is 0414850943.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can contact me through my website, swinstedaccounting.com.au.
And your email was?
swinstedaccounts@bigpond.com.
Fantastic. So definitely worthwhile having a chat, catch up, see everything which is going together there in just such a lovely and non-threatening way. I don't feel like a numpty when I'm speaking to you, which is so nice, because sometimes you sort of kind of feel that you should understand something, and you know that you don't, but you don't want to ask the question.
And I'd prefer they did.
You prefer they did. Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. And a second shout out to your sons, who better be listening all the way to the end. Mum did it. Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.